In 2016, I was in three different masterminds at the same time. All I wanted was to accelerate the growth of my business. What happened was the complete opposite. How do entrepreneurs, business owners, and experts influence themselves, their clients, and teams to maximize profitability, efficiency, and create lasting impact? How do they simplify life and business and yet still achieve more? What's the one thing separating the mediocre from the best? This podcast will give you the answers and reveal the secret strengths and the not so easy to admit flaws of your lead. My name is Satori Mateo, and welcome to the Half-Assed to Badass podcast. What's up, my friends? This is Satori Mateo, and welcome to a brand new episode of Half-Assed to Badass. Today, I want to talk to you about the smorgasbord of life and how it can either slow you down and create overwhelm, stress, and apathy, or save you time, help you compress time, and accelerate you on your path to fulfillment. Now, the idea of smorgasbord actually originates in Sweden, pronounced smorgasbord in Swedish. Okay, and in case you don't know what it is, it's the buffet-style feast of multiple hot and cold dishes for you to choose from, right? It could be so yummy, and if you're really hungry, it's definitely the right place to be. Now, you may wonder, Satori, what does a smorgasbord have to do with growing my business? Well, I'll tell you, but first, understand this. It could also have the complete opposite effect of satisfaction and fulfillment. A lot of times, when you don't know where to start and you're starving, you can get information overload, which can cause a lot of different problems. So instead of walking away with a satisfied tummy, you're so full and nauseous that you can't fit another piece, right? And you feel like you don't want to eat ever again. Can you relate? Ever ate too much? Ever let your eyes do the eating? You know what I mean? This could so easily happen in life and in your business. How do you know you're making the right choices? How do you know when to start? How do you know who you could hire, right? Or who you should hire? There's so many opportunities, so many possibilities, right? If you scroll Facebook or your Instagram feed, you will see all the promotions, right? All the ads that will tell you how amazing that program is. I know. I mean, they sound so sexy. They sound so good. Like they're the best solution for you. Are you with me? How many times have you seen a commercial and thought to yourself, I really need this thing. This is perfect. And once you got it, you never even looked at it. I mean, I know I have. I was talking to a client a few days ago when she said to me, I'm thinking about going to this retreat. And the rest of the conversation, she was really trying to sell me on why her going to the retreat was a great idea. I said, stop. I hear that you want to go. I also hear you want me to say it's a great idea. But it sounds to me more like a distraction from what you really need to be doing right now. You simply have three areas to focus on right now. Grow your business, grow your marriage, and grow your health. You have all the tools and strategies to do that right here, right now. And this is why you hired me. You hired me to keep you focused. You hired me to keep your mindset on track. I'm sure the retreat would be wonderful and you'd enjoy it, but it's a distraction. And I'm here to tell you the truth. I mean, it's so easy, my friends, to get hooked and sometimes not do what is essential. In 2016, I was in three different masterminds at the same time. All I wanted was to accelerate the growth of my business. Sounds smart, right? Nothing wrong with that. What happened was the complete opposite. Stagnation happened. I was paralyzed with information overload. I felt like I was off to a new city every week. Even if I wanted to get something done, I got nothing done. I felt like I was on a treadmill chasing the next level success. My wife loves staying at home with the kids, but me not being there created a lot of tension since I was not able to be there to support her or to be present with my family. Some months I was gone 3 weekends in a row, hopping from one mastermind retreat to the next, which obviously didn't leave a lot of time for my family. I mean, a quick FaceTime goodnight wasn't enough for them. I was spending so much time and money on these programs. And if you followed me in this podcast, you know I'm all about mastery and being a badass, right? But I wasn't even half-assing any of the programs. I wasn't giving any of them the attention and focus they required. On the outside, it looked like I was really successful, traveling everywhere, meeting with highly successful entrepreneurs and business leaders just like you. But the fact is, I was getting nothing done in my business. Was I making money? Yes. But that is not the only measure of growth in your business. My family was suffering. My wife and kids really saw me. And when I was home, I was trying to catch up on the things I didn't implement for my business while I was on the road. My body was falling to pieces. I went to the chiropractor several times a week. I couldn't sleep. My neck was tight. My back was hurting. I had chest infection for months. I felt like I had this huge weight on my shoulders. I couldn't satisfy anyone because I was spread way too thin. The fact is, had I focused on only one of these masterminds and utilized the coaching and support that was available to me, I would most likely achieve what I wanted, right? What I was looking for. Instead, I was on a never-ending treadmill. Each program, of course, has its own value, no question about it. But it's like that smorgasbord, right? When you try mixing all the foods together, over-consuming, you end up sick or stressed or overwhelmed. This is one of the core principles we talk about in our community. Because if you want to reduce time and accelerate growth, you must reduce friction. Remove the areas that slow you down. I was looking at so many different places for information and it made me paralyzed. I would mix one principle from one program with a strategy from another and optimize none. I decided to focus on one program and not being seduced, exhausted, and overwhelmed anymore. I basically went on a mastermind diet and I focused on creating what I wanted for myself and my family and my health. I created for my people, for my tribe, what I had always wanted, a place where they can focus on growth and results as opposed to just more consumption of information. Focus on what they want without the distractions and being hooked by the new sexy thing. Are you with me? See, instead of consumption mode, I went into the creation mode to create the very thing that would help my clients avoid the overwhelm and stress that I was experiencing. And instead to be focused on making progress, real progress, not the illusional progress that can happen when we're stuck in busyness. Right? I had them stay connected and focused on their core areas of life and business so they make consistent progress and can grow. Right? Don't just mismatch things together because it will just become a jumble, a mess, and confusion that will just slow you down. You gotta focus and commit on what's relevant right now. And it's not always easy. I know. I mean, it can be hard. Thinking the grass is greener on the other side. It's not greener on the other side. But just like the smorgasbord, it's easy to get seduced, right? Letting your eyes do all the eating, so to speak. What happens? You get sick because you eat too much and you're mixing foods that don't match. Individually, they could work, right? But you have to focus and commit on the essentials, on the things that matter, and you need to learn how to evaluate that. Listen, the ads sound sexy, and there are some great marketers out there, right? But I learned that if I don't implement the stuff I already have, this other new sexy program that is being waved in front of me is just a seduction and will just waste my money and be information on my computer that will never be implemented. You see, my kids are getting more from me now. I'm a more present husband. The constant exhaustion is lifted. I sleep better. I'm more focused. My chest congestion that was stress-related is gone. I stop to notice my kids' different personalities as individuals. What a concept, right? And I stop and take time to really see their expression in their eyes without rushing to the next thing. Is this making sense to you? I hope it does. Hey, if you're thinking, I want some more hands-on training, I wish I had someone who could keep me accountable, keep my mindset straight, and help me grow. And if you want to be part of a community of badasses just like yourself, you can go to halfasstobadass.com and join the waitlist, because we are in the middle of creating something super cool. And if you're liking this experience, the community we're building will blow your mind for sure. We haven't officially opened the doors yet, but by getting your name on the VIP list, you will be the first to know when we go live. Sound exciting? We are very excited. Actually, the more accurate word would be inspired. I can't wait to share this with you. So it's super easy. Just go to halfasstobadass.com and get yourself on the VIP list right now. Talk soon. Boom! How did you like that? Hope you enjoyed the training and you found it valuable and you feel like this can help someone else. Please share this information. That's how we keep making an impact. It's because of people like you that we can continue doing this.